We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Hanging out, WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul, and the station that is the home of Memfo. We're getting into it. We're celebrating. We're hanging out. We got Mike. We got Jeff in the building.
What's up?
Hey.
Fellas, welcome back. Hot off of Riverbeat, Smokeslam. Yeah, I still feel the heat. Someone said, hey, man, how's it going? I said, hey. Tell me your name. Like, we met. It's like, man, where? He's like, at the barbecue. I was like, at the barbecue? It's like, yeah, at the smoke slam. I was like, oh, man, dude, I was having so much fun. I ain't retaining none of them people I met, man. But I am glad that, man, we're here for another. We're going to celebrate another event. I mean, just back to back to back like that. We're just going to hit them like that.
Let's do it.
Memfo, what's this year? What? Almost, we're almost at a decade of Memfo. Is that not coming up soon?
Seventh year.
Y'all got to be excited. If the whole city is excited, y'all got to be excited. Can you, I mean, tell me how it feels to roll out yet another lineup of incredible music.
Man, you know, we're just really, really lucky to be involved with all of this and getting to bring this kind of talent to our hometown, and we just couldn't be more excited.
You know, that's one thing that I think I want to emphasize. Y'all about some Memphis. I mean, tell me about that connection between Memfo, between community, and what's the philosophy on being able to give people the sound of Memphis? Because there's a legacy sound and there's an evolving sound, and how do you find that balance and also bring other acts in that maybe will be compatible?
You know, one thing we've always tried to do is make sure that we bring a little bit of Memphis to every event that we do. And, you know, being from Memphis, we know it's in the water, and there's just something very special about the city. And we're just really, really fortunate to be able to bring all these good acts to town.
Okay, well, I mean, how do we want to start this thing? How are we going to kick this off? We go from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom, but maybe we can shout them, we'll call them all out. You want to do it like that?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it like that. All right, hold on, wait. I got to find the right beat. I got to get a beat. We got to get a beat going up in here before we can do it like that. No, that ain't the right beat. I need a real beat up in here. Hold on, wait. No, that ain't gonna work either. We're just gonna roll what we got. Hey, but who wants to call it out? Let's call it the whole thing. How about we do that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Roll with it. I want y'all to do this. All right, we're celebrating y'all.
Top line, we got the Queens of the Stone Age. We got Trey Anastasia and Classic Tab. Cody Jinx.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got Goose.
I need my bell. I want to ring my bell up in here. Somebody bring my bell up in here. We can shout these names out. Come on, keep them coming.
Is the bell ready? Okay, we got The Roots.
Yeah, just roll through them.
Sublime with Rome.
Yeah.
Marcus King.
Yeah.
Charles Wesley Godwin.
Love it.
Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
Sweet guy, amazing guy.
Corey Wong.
Yeah.
Warren Haynes Band.
Yeah.
The Kills.
Can't beat it.
All Them Witches.
Yeah.
Diggable Planets.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
Brent Cobb.
Absolutely.
Darren Kiley.
Yeah.
Karina Reichman.
Woo!
Robert John and the Wreck.
Uh-huh.
Blue Mountain. Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons. Mark Edgar Stewart. The legendary Jubilee Hummingbirds. And the U of M Tom Records Review. Boom!
Man, another stellar lineup. And, you know, another great opportunity to see some incredible music. I mean, I know it means a lot to a lot of these folks that they get to come to Memphis. I mean, small acts and large acts. Now that we're at the bottom of it, first of all, I want to congratulate y'all, commend y'all. But I want to speak to folks like the U of M Blue Tom group. I mean, students getting the opportunity to perform on these stages, it means a lot to them. I know personally that it means a lot to the Jubilee Hummingbirds, an iconic and long running gospel troupe here in Memphis. But I mean, people like Drew Holcomb coming home, doing it big. And so many of these other acts that I know that they want to connect with their fans here in Memphis. And they don't always get the opportunity to, you know, some people might pass over Memphis and people think maybe it's personal. The artist doesn't like, no, it's sometimes it's just the logistics aren't working out. So I commend y'all for being able to create that opportunity for a lot of folks to come. And I know y'all working hard because, I mean, come on. All right, so we're going to get into some of the music. We're going to party. We're going to keep hanging out. I'm going to find my bell, and we're going to do it. All right, Memfo Fest, it's coming up. The dates, October 4th through the 6th at the Radiance Amphitheater. All right.
That's right.
Represent the LBC, me and me and Louis. girl. I got a relationship, oh, in my girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorites from back in the day. We got Mike hanging still. We're talking Mempho Music Festival.
What up?
Man, Queens of the Stone Age, that's going to be crazy. I guess they have to play that song, right?
That's rock show.
That's one of those ones that they have to play. Here's an interesting question. I think it's interesting. You tell me if it's interesting or not. Y'all had music for Riverbeat. You had music for Smokeslam.
Yep.
Now it's Mempho time. I mean, how do you decide who goes where and what? I mean, I guess it's up to the booking agents and the travel of the bands. I mean, how do you continue to find incredible music to come back to Memphis?
Man, again, we are just so lucky to be able to be a part of all of this. And, at this point, we've started to brand ourselves as a company and what we do. And we are fortunate enough to, a lot of the artists are reaching out and contacting us now, wanting to come play our events. Obviously, we still try to curate it to where it's something that makes sense for everybody here in Memphis. But we're in a real fortunate spot to be able to have the booking agents and the people reaching out to us and coming to us now wanting to come play these events.
Is there anyone that you're most excited about on this lineup?
Man, I'm very, very excited about Diggable Planets, as you said earlier. I've got that original Blowout Comb album. I'm going to try to get signed by them folks if I can.
Man, I remember, man, being in Mobile, Alabama and looking up at that Blowout Comb album, man. And I think it had $200 on it. I wasn't doing it like that back then, man. I don't know. I might do it like that now. I don't know. I gotta have it.
It was a recent purchase. I found it at a little record store in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I guess you didn't pay that for it. Ooh.
It was they really, really were proud of it, I'll tell you that.
All right, well you ain't getting your business. I ain't getting in your pockets like that. All right, here's one guy that I remember seeing early in his career, and he's just blossom and blown up, Marcus King.
Dude.
I mean, like a musical savant, man.
He's out there everywhere, all genres. He's really, really killing it.
And someone who I think also exemplifies someone who's not from Memphis, but, he fits right into who we are and what we're about.
That's right. He's been around the Mempho scene since the first year. He's part of the big All-Star Jam we did that very first year. And has been around the whole time. So yeah, he definitely is he's honorary Memphian for sure.
Well, here's a real deal Memphian. Maybe we'll get back into the music. We'll talk some more Mempho. We'll talk about what's going on the festival grounds outside of the main acts that you see on that lineup there. You want to tell people where they can go and check out information about ticketing and all that?
Go to the website, memphomusicfest.com.
Yeah, they can see the full lineup
right now.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of Drew Holcomb, a real, real son of Memphis. How about that?
You gotta find your people, the ones that make you feel all right, the kind you wanna stay up with all night. You gotta find your people, the ones that make you feel whole. They won't leave your side when you lose control. The ones that don't let you lose your soul. You gotta find your people, the ones that get the joke, who understand what you're saying for a word is spoke. You gotta find your people to put the needle in the groove. When you're together, you got nothing to prove. Together, you got nothing to lose. In a world full of strangers, you don't know who to trust. All you see is danger, trying to find what you lost. You can't go it alone, everybody needs help. You gotta find your people, then you'll find yourself. You gotta find your people that'll call your bluff, who ride along when the road is rough. You gotta find your people, the ones that make you feel equal. They pick you up and don't put you down.
help you find your way in the lost and found. In a world full of strangers, you don't know who to trust. All you see is danger, trying to find what you lost. You can't go it alone, everybody needs help. You gotta find your people, then you'll find yourself. The ones that understand you, the ones that lend a hand to you, the ones that don't demand anything from you. You gotta find your people, the ones that make you feel alright, that tell you the truth and wish you well. You gotta find your people, then you'll find yourself. You gotta find your people, then you'll find yourself.
For the hour, I chose the black power, extra fly joint from mocha to yellow paper, and you know I don't delay. Together with my honey like silk and soul, we grow and take you back to like afros, and no quitting or getting jumped by the system. It's all day, all play, got verbs and such, and cuts, and crew, no blue eyes to emulate. Some straight, but yeah, we straight up
funky.
He's back, the Jesus back, as in no D, getting funky.
Sunset, you bet we get mad
funky.
East coast to west, we stays fresh,
easy.
Smoke rise from the borough with the black cooler. The globe spins, gems is dropped, no bacon, no bacon. Three bridges for money making, crippling. The F swingers lounge out spot. Roll one of my pants, leg up, bump my sounds, grab the micro. You know how we do in the joint. Do a burrow, check to see exactly who in the joint. Hot spots, city streets, lot spots, and jeeps. As a flower, I'm Nile, rivers of style.
Fresh
kick. Yeah, story's complete.
Fresh kick.
Rolling on the New York streets with them no pork beats. At the parliaments, sevens up, see no steel, no equal, but the sun, and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back as an OG.
With a black cool blow.
It's that nickel slick neck, keep it deep for my heads. Let it fed up, appearing in my camouflage. My hustler walks in New York, two fronts say Gucci, we make Lucci, and never hesitates to set it. Slap hands with my mans from the lands of crooks. Being lovely over jams that's on the plans with hooks. Burn musk, wear kush, it's Flatbush. Hear the mentors instrumental, cause it's ash to dust. I like to hit lie deep. Keep fam type tight, keep the vocal slickly, any joint is strike. Let me fly, he's back, the G's back with the R. Sun is in the clouds on loud, I got raised by the dim street lights of four cities. My heroes died in prison, George Jackson, action. She's butterfly and I'm cool iron and I rock snow low unless it's scrambler. Got in me and my honeys, we be like Bobby and Erica. Me and my monies, we're Herky Boulevard Empire. One love, gun love, come free the land with us. Pigs, they cannot shoot this brush and creamy lavishness. Before I pop, I'd rather die in baggy guess and Tim's. And I put that on the BK, L-Y-N, and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back, as an OD, getting funky.
The sun sets,
jet it, we jet it, we jet it, we jet it downtown. We jet it, we jet it, we jet it, cross town. We jet it, jet, we jet it, we jet it, we jet it. No wonder, no wonder, and 8-1-8-1-8-1-1, jet it, we jet it, all around. No wonder, no wonder, 8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-
WYXR 91.7 FM. Having fun. We're talking menfolk talk. My favorite kind of talk this time of year.
Yeah.
Mike Smith in the building.
What up?
We still got Logan hanging. He's in the cut, though. He's in the cut. He can't hide, but he's in the cut.
He's always back there.
Absolutely. If you ever see Logan around town, you got to ask him about hanging out in Denver, Colorado at a karaoke bar. We were only two. I'm gonna say only two American guys hanging out, and everybody was singing on all. They were singing "Let the Door Open." You gotta leave the door open. Logan's like, "Man, you can't leave me here, man. I can't sing all by myself." I was like, "Man, you got to go all by yourself on this one, man." Anyway, we're talking, man. We're gonna make some more memories. We got the memory maker on y'all staff, man. Upstairs, the memory maker. That's what it says on his business card.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No doubt,
absolutely. I don't want to talk too much inside of baseball though, because we're letting the people in. We're gonna open the gates. We're gonna bring them to the Radiance Amphitheater, October 4th through the 6th. And there's a lot to see, not just the music. There's always some activations going on. I mean, and there's always, what's the word? Amenities.
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. You know, we have the Incendia Fire Dome going on with the silent disco happening, as always. We'll have the Overton Park Shell stage over there rocking with all the other artists on that stage. And then you know, just always the escalated VIP experience with the good food and drinks all around.
Well, I'll turn my own microphone off. I've never done that before.
Don't do that.
All right. The Incendia Dome, I mean, so it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot up in there.
Man, it's always hot up in there. You know what I'm saying?
And I can only imagine that since we're here on the radio, we're talking about it now on WYXR. WYXR ought to be out there somewhere.
Well, absolutely. Probably hanging out around the Vinyl Lounge area where the records will be.
So, you know, now that you've done these two other local festivals, are there any insights that you want to add to the Mempho experience that might be a positive influence holdover from this last month that we've had with y'all?
Well, you know, the success of the Whatever Land, the DJ area that we had down there, you know, our Incendia Dome has always been a big part of our event, but we now see the demand for bringing some higher level DJs to town, and there was really, really a receptive crowd of people out there having a great time dancing the entire time, and we definitely recognize that.
You know, I don't know if I sound threatened, but I ain't gonna lose my job, man.
No. Just reinforcing the good talent of people like yourself.
I appreciate that. Representing for Memphis, I got to represent for Memphis. What are some of the advantages of this Radiance Amphitheater place? I mean, some people who lived here maybe didn't even know that the Botanic Gardens had such a facility.
Man, it's a beautiful space. It's wide open. It's got great environmental lighting and setup. Plenty of parking. And just like all the Mempho events, very, very well secured and should have no problems.
All right, no problems. You don't want no problems. Don't start none and won't be none. Speaking of getting a little rowdy, man, this song right here always makes me giggle. I probably shouldn't. From Mark Edgar Stewart, this is Third DUI from a local son, another local son and an incredible songwriter and storyteller. You'll be able to see him at Mempho.
No doubt.
October 4th through the 6th at the Radiance Amphitheater.
I've been looking somewhere, a place for me to hide. I came in this morning with my third DUI. I'm not going back to jail now. Going back to jail. Going back to jail now. I drove home the wrong way. Then I almost cried. Cops said I was driving nearly 125. I'm not going back to jail now. I can't be a number, jail was such a drag. My meat looks like chicken, boy, all white and tenderized. I'm not going back to jail now. Going back to jail. Going back to jail now. My 30 DUI, 30 DUI, my 30 DUI.
Uh-huh. Come on and take a free ride. I just felt like singing that. That one's for free. We're hanging out with Chillin' Talking Info. We're getting to the bottom of some things up in here. You can't be in Crosstown without getting caught in the Crosstown junk. There's always something outside our window. But we're in here having a good time. We're not just partying just because. We're partying because we're looking forward to the next big old thing as the Minfo train comes running through town. Choo-choo. Absolutely. And, you know, the phone lines are lighting up. The Instagram's lighting up. The Facebook is lighting up. Everybody's got something on their mind this morning when they saw that music. They saw that music just jump out. You know, it might have hit their email. I definitely have already seen it scrolling down the timeline. Commercial Appeal, Daily Memphian. Everybody's got something to say about this lineup. And I think that's great. I think that's awesome when we have a dialogue and get right into it. So, we started this off, we heard a little bit of The Roots, we heard a little bit of Queens of the Stone Age. That was like one of my teenager tracks I like right there. And we've heard some Marcus King, we've heard some Sublime, we've heard, man, let's see if we can get into some Jubilee Hummingbirds. I mean, that'd be amazing.
Need it.
So, what's up with the tradition of, I imagine they're going to play on Sunday.
That's right.
We've had some great gospel on Sunday. I think back to, I don't know how many Minfos ago that was when Elizabeth King just went a cappella. People were crying.
It was one of the most beautiful moments we've ever had at Minfo. It was amazing.
I don't want to state the obvious, but I mean, why the gospel on Sunday? Why bring it? Bring that element of Memphis music to
Man,
your festival?
You know, we just feel like, you know, that's such a part of Memphis and our heritage and our background that it has to be represented. And what better way than on a Saturday afternoon to sit around in a beautiful park in Memphis and listen to a little bit of Jesus, you know?
There you go. Hey, how about listen to a little bit of Jesus right now? Here's the Jubilee Hummingbirds out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Love it.
Jesus is enough for all of us. I know Jesus is enough for all of us. Yes, Lord. I know Jesus is enough for all of us. One God. It gives me extremely great pleasure to introduce someone to the stage right now that if you haven't heard, you need to hear, and you hear for the rest of your life. One of the most beautiful voices that I've heard in a long time. I'd like to introduce Vusi Malasela from the Mamelodi Township of South Africa.
Sometimes got to let your soul shine.
Yeah, shine on and on and on.
Shine on, shine on. To the breaking.
I was gonna get up here and start scatting myself. Yeah, we're celebrating men fall. I like that. I like that. No one else in here seems to. That's how my soul shines when that's how it sounds when it's shining. Alright, that was Soul Shine by Warren Haynes. Oh, we're almost down to the end of this hour, man. I felt like I was there for a second. I closed my eyes. I was like, man, I'm already at the Mempho Fest. I'm chilling. I'm getting that breeze on my face. You know, I'm hearing music coming from every direction. I'm feeling that fire from the Incendio Dome. I got my best friends. And we're just hanging out. We're having a great time. We're in VIP. We kick back.
That's right.
That's what that atmosphere feels like. Let people know where they can go and get some more information. If just in case they want to mark the calendars, they maybe want to book a hotel, they want to figure out how they can get closer to that atmosphere, let that soul shine.
That's right. You can do all that. Book your hotel, buy the tickets, all the info at memphofest.com.
Then get that Mempho info.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Well, man, I appreciate you fellas being here with us and dropping off another incredible lineup. I'm glad that this is a tradition now that we could do this.
No doubt. We're glad y'all are part of it with us.
Absolutely. All kinds of music, all kinds of vibes. And, we had some fun backstage at the last couple of festivals. We got to find some more stuff to do backstage, man. Getting all our DJs involved. You know, they like all sorts of music, too.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's do it. We're going to hang out. We're going to listen to some more music. You're going to think about Mempho. You're going to close your eyes. You're going to listen to this music. You're going to rub your temples like this right here. Right? You can't see me, but I know you know what I'm talking about. You're going to rub your temples. You're going to let that Mempho info sink in. And then maybe we'll see you October 4th. But leading up to it, we're going to keep having some Mempho fun. Y'all keep dropping in, and maybe we'll have some artists come by and do some chats. And, you know, some of the DJs you're going to see out there are going to be WYXR DJs. So keep listening to WYXR. Keep loving on us. And we appreciate y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Like a review. Someone's coming and I'd like a Hi there, this is Zach Ives. My show A Box of Records plays every Tuesday night, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, the legendary award. And you listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.